You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm just a highway troubadour, singing songs from door to door, keeps me going. And when I feel the hands of time in my mentor's early rhymes, gets me thinking. All of the songs that we have sung, branches reaching for the sun, shall be on my tongue. Ain't no substitute. I'm just tripping on my roots. There ain't no substitute. I'm just tripping on my roots.
I'm Jesse Calhoun Young, and this is Trippin' on My Roots.
Long, tall, savage, and triple speed. She got everything that horses don't need, oh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Have me some for the night.
When I was 14, I think I've been collecting 78s for about 4 years. And I was finding that listening and dancing to the music was not enough for me, so I went to the band room at my new high school in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and told the director I wanted to play the drums. This was a couple months into my sophomore year. As it turned out, there were no more drums to be rented, so they gave me a practice pad and a pair of sticks, and a couple of quick lessons of how to use them, and turned me loose. Of all the music in my collection, it was Little Richard's recordings that made me feel wild. So I would put on Long Tall Sally and just attack my practice pad with everything I had. I would just go crazy and play whatever came to me. And so, unbeknownst to him, Little Richard and I bonded over Long Tall Sally while my mother was wondering, what on God's green earth is going on in my son's room?
Ooh, baby, having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, the song Uncle John...
Recently, I heard that the house Richard grew up in Macon, Georgia, had been moved, remodeled, and filled with his photographs. I wanted to see it for myself. So I made an appointment, I packed up my stuff, and hit the road early the next morning. After pulling up to the house at 416 Craft Street in Macon, I met Robert Banks, who gave me a tour of the house and shared stories of Little Richard.
Well, I'm glad you have come to the house. It was originally on 5th Avenue in Macon, Georgia, but due to the construction and the widening of roads, they actually moved the house to this new location, which is on Craft Street.
Yeah.
And so what we did was is we wanted to bring it back to life. We wanted to keep the natural color of the house, as well as keep the natural beauty of the house. And so what we wanted to do was is we wanted to portray Little Richard and some of his favorite people. So that's him with the Beatles here. And that's it. And you know, he loved the Beatles.
Yeah.
He loved himself.
Well, I was just reading his biography, and McCartney writes the intro to the book.
Really?
Yeah, oh man, he loves Richard.
A lot of the artists like Prince and Elvis and all of them, they got a lot of their style, their showmanship, their swagger, all that stuff from Little Richard. And he was wild, but people loved it. People would come from all over the world just to see him and his performances.
I know.
And you can see in these pictures, like some of his younger days, you know, he was a tall, skinny kind of guy, you know, he wasn't as big as people think he was. But, you know, he loved that piano, he loved playing that piano, and the things in him, that really brought him his joy and his everything of the childhood, because, you know, growing up in this house, it was him and 11 other siblings.
Little Richard grew up in the Pleasant Hills section of Macon, Georgia. He said you could hear singing all through his neighborhood. Women would be outside doing their wash or sweeping their yards, singing songs like, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from my home.
How's he doing?
Little Richard is doing well. He's 87 years old. He lives up in Tennessee with some family.
Oh, good.
And so he's doing really well.
With family?
Yes, he's doing really well.
That's great.
Yeah, we've had the house for about a year now, and so we're trying to get him to come down to the area just to see his home and see and be reminded of where he used to live, walk the floors, and just, you know, remember some of his childhood and memories here in this house.
For him, that was where it all started. He would walk through his neighborhood as a child and join in singing each song he heard as he passed through, in his words, from his biography. You see, there was so much poverty and so much prejudice. I imagine people sang to feel their connection to God and sing their trials away. As a black person, there were certain things you were allowed to do, and those you did. And your parents taught you that to stay out of trouble, you should stay in your place. But you knew in your heart, if you stayed in your place, then you could never accomplish what you really wanted for yourself.
This is one of his performances here, when he's just singing on the piano, and some of these are his older pictures as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as he progressed from those younger days to as he got older. And so, you know, but he still has that love for music, he still has that love for family, and that love for church and his faith. Because, you know, that was his biggest thing. That was the reason why he stopped doing all the recording, because, you know, he wanted to pursue his faith in God.
As a child, Richard wanted to be a preacher. He grew up on gospel and sacred music. But he also got kicked out of the church choir for singing too loud. Then one of his neighbors, Ma Sweetie, formed a kids' singing group called the Tiny Tots, with Richard and two of his brothers and a neighbor singing bass. She would have a prayer service wherever they had driven to. Little Richard said you could hear Ma Sweetie praying from five blocks away. And then they would sing songs like Precious Lord. No piano or guitar, just their voices and the stomping of their feet. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
He loved his family. His family was his biggest supporters, you know? You know, he loved being able to do what he loved in front of them and show him that, you know, hey, this is what I like to do.
Yeah, when he came back to Macon, after he'd done his first recordings, and there was one song called Every Hour, I think, that was a local hit and got played a lot.
Every hour.
One night about 12 o'clock or in this house, or 1 o'clock, he's listening to the radio in the morning, and his song comes on, and he starts screaming, running, woken everybody up in the house.
He sure did.
And there, they heard him.
That was his first time.
They heard him on the radio, and that's the first time his dad, I think, was ever proud of him.
It was, because, you know, his dad really wasn't the type to understand Little Richard, you know? So his dad really had to kind of get into it. And one of the things was when he bought him his first car, you know, when he told him, he said, you know, you're a man, you should be able to, you need to get where you need to go to. And so that was like their first kind of interaction together. And shortly after that, you know, his dad was just, he was one of his biggest supporters.
Yeah. And then he lost him.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. And just when they were coming together, that was, I think, only a year after he had, they'd heard him singing on the radio and thought, my God, our son's a star. He was born to sing.
It really was. You know, it was in his blood. You know, even when he would go to his local church and sing and things of that matter, he basically was the type that music just oozed out of him. And the piano was something that came natural for him. Being able to play that piano and being able to just express himself in a way that only he could do.
Yeah, he was a teenager before he learned. A fellow named Escurita.
That's correct.
He said, how do you do that? And Escurita said, I'll show you.
Hey, Mr. Lucy, too bad and juicy for me. Woo-hoo! Yeah, Mr. Lucy, you're too bad and juicy for me. Every time I roll a rock, baby, you don't set me free.
Richard learned to play piano from a gay musician in Macon, Georgia, named Escurita. He loved jump or up-tempo blues, like his idol Billy Wright, who recorded for Savoy. And eventually Richard got the chance to record with Bumps Blackwell for Specialty Records in Fats Domino's studio in New Orleans. His version of Tutti Frutti from those sessions, with a last-minute lyric rewrite to clean them up a little, launched his career. He was on his way to fame and fortune. He would not stay in his place.
And a fun fact about the radio, you know, Little Richard, his songs used to get picked off a lot by other artists. And so what he did was, is he got notion from his producer. He said, you know what you should do? Sing the songs fast. And so that's why if you listen to a lot of his songs, they're really fast.
You can, yeah.
And so he sung them so fast to where no one can really sing it like him. And so that was like one of the funniest things to me, because I used to always wonder why his songs are so fast.
Yeah, I can't.
I know. It takes a really good witness person to sing that fast.
Don't tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. You claim you had a misery, but I had a lot of fun. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Have me some fun now. Long tall Sally, she a built for speed. She got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Baby, oh baby, haven't met some fun tonight. We gonna have some fun tonight. Have some fun tonight. Ooh, everything alright. Have some fun. Have some fun. We gonna have some fun. Have me some fun tonight.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.